But first, voters in Phoenix will soon decide whether city elections should move from odd years to even years to coincide with the state general elections. As Christina Estes reports from KJZZ's Downtown Bureau, the topic generated a passionate discussion at City Council chambers last night.
For Councilman Sal DeCiccio, who's pushed the idea for years, the argument is simple. Put local races on the same ballot as state races, and voter turnout will increase.
This is in the best interest of the city of Phoenix voters.
But Laura Pastor and Daniel Valenzuela, the two council members who voted against the proposal, worry the city's nonpartisan elections will become party-focused. And there's concern about losing control over ballot language. If Phoenix elections move, descriptions on certain things would likely be shortened. City Clerk Chris Meyer.
Because of the number of items on November general election ballot, the state offices, federal offices, others, judges, propositions, all the items that are on that ballot, there is often a limited amount of space.
Phoenix voters will make the decision during the state primary election in late August. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.